Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 24:24. One of the problems that Christ predicted would take place would be the coming of false prophets. The New Testament is constant in its warning against those who would teach error and draw away disciples from Jesus Christ. Even during the ministry of Christ, he charged his disciples to beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees, Matthew 16:12. These religious leaders would transgress the commandment of God by their tradition, Matthew 15:3. The disciples of Christ must be extremely careful that they are not deceived by the false doctrines of men. Religion is clouded by false teaching, and it is accepted without any objection. Many believe that it makes no difference what faith one may choose to embrace. Religious names and religious teachings are accepted without any biblical authority whatsoever. There are many different forms of obedience and many forms of worship. Scripture, which is the mouth of God as He speaks to us, teaches that there is a mutual faith, Romans 1:12. There is one faith, Ephesians 4:5. The one faith is as critical as one God, one Christ, and one Spirit. We cannot believe whatever we choose to believe or worship however we choose to worship. We cannot obey God in whatever way pleases us. We must have a thus saith the Lord. All that we believe and practice must be guided by the divine principle. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Galatians 4:30. We must speak as the Bible speaks. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4:11. If a principle is taught in Scripture, then I must believe and obey that principle. If a principle is not taught in Scripture, then I must reject that principle. Simply because a person claims to be God's spokesman does not make it so. All who preach and teach must teach according to the divine authority of Scripture. My brethren, be not many teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. James 3:1. God gave unto Noah precise instructions in the building of the ark. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Genesis 6:22. The Bible contains precise instructions as to the plan of salvation, the manner of worship, and all aspects of living the Christian life. We must be as Noah was in that we do as we are commanded. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.